Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi there, you are listening to The Daily Home Edit, the official podcast from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Features Editor Holly Byrne, and today I'm joined by a very inspiring lady, Lottie Diehl. She's a former colleague, actually, and the founder of Banish, an eco-friendly and plastic-free online store on a mission to help us reduce our waste and ecological footprint. Welcome to the studio, Lottie. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully by now, given the state of the planet, we're all on a mission to cut back on our waste and be a little kinder to the environment. And as the founder of Banish, it's literally your day job to curate and find the best sustainable products to help us on that mission. But are all of these products we're seeing on the market, because there are a lot of them now, are they all created equally?
Unfortunately not. I would love to be, I'm very optimistic in general, but I would love to say that everything is amazing and just go out there and just try and start. But as every kind of trend, and I think sustainability at the moment is a trend, it needs to be here for good, but at the moment it is the trendy thing to do. There is a lot of businesses jumping on the bandwagon just for the sake of it and cutting a lot of corners, which means that in the end we don't get the most sustainable products.
I feel like every second product I see has green or environmentally friendly on it, but what does that really mean? What should we really be looking for when
exactly.
we're trying to find products?
Yeah, so it's really tricky. So I think one of the reasons I started Banish, as I mentioned before, is that because when I ordered stainless steel straws, everything came individually wrapped in plastic. So look at the packaging. That's a huge, big thing. So I think, first of all, when you're looking online, a lot of companies now, if you're an online shopper, have a sustainability section on their website. And if they don't, send them an email and ask them for it. But I think what you should be looking for in these sections is, what is the product made of? Where is it made? Who made it? And then where will it end up? So there's a couple of different things that you need to be asking. What is it made of? It depends, obviously, if you're buying kitchen products or if you're buying clothing. But kitchen products, what the biggest thing that probably I would say we need to steer clear of is palm oil. So I don't know if you know too much about palm oil.
It's affecting orangutans, isn't it?
Yes.
It's killing their home.
It is. So 300 football fields of forest are cleared every hour to make way for palm oil plantations in Malaysia.
I can't even get my head around that figure.
I know. It is crazy. 300 football fields an hour. It's ridiculous. So, and palm oil is found in 40% of products on supermarket shelves. So what we need to be doing is we need to be buying products that do not contain any palm oil. So it's really difficult because, as you were saying before with greenwashing, palm oil isn't normally listed in the ingredients. It can be hidden under the name of vegetable oil or
really?
As a lot of, yeah, it's very tricky. So there's about 200 derivatives and names for palm oil. So for you and I, it's just, we're not going to be able to know them all, but there's a great app that you can get called the Palm Oil Scanner. Literally, you just scan the barcode on the back of a product and it'll give you a green tick or a red cross and you go, great, this is something that I can do. So I think that's when we're looking at, like, what is it made from? If we're buying some paper, if we're buying any kind of wood product, looking for the FSC badge of approval is a great one.
FSC.
Yeah, so it stands for Forest Stewardship Council, and it means that, well, the definition is that the product is made with materials from well-managed forests and or recycled sources. So it means we're not unnecessarily cutting down trees or anything like that to create it. So yeah, so that's when we're looking at what it is made from. Also, we need to be keeping away from, obviously, anything that's plastic. So polyester is plastic. If we can look for something like RPET, which is recycled polyester, like, that means we're using post-consumer products and making it into polyester. So RPET is a great one when you're looking at clothing. So that's kind of when we're looking at what is it made from. And then where is it from? So this is a bit of a tricky one because in Australia, we do produce a lot of products, but we don't produce everything. So we are importing a lot of goods. And when you do see things that are made from China, they aren't all bad, but we do need to be a bit more cautious and conscious. So when you do see those kind of labels, you need to be asking businesses, well, then who made this? And if a business knows their supply chain and they know their suppliers, they'll be able to tell you who made it, what the conditions are like, and everything like that. So I think that's another big question that we need to be asking. And the thing is, if a company can't answer any of these questions that you're asking, it's a great sign because it tells them that their consumers want this information, so they need to be responsible for it. And I think the last thing that I would recommend people do is just think, where will this product actually end up? Is this something that I'm going to have for the next 20 years and that I'm going to be passing on from generation to generation? Or is this something that I'm going to use, yes, for the next 2 years, but once it's finished with, I'm going to be able to put it in my compost bin and it's going to break down completely? Or is this something that's going to end up in curbside collection and going to go in the bin and end up in landfill? I think we need to be a bit more responsible for our choices. And if it is something that, you know, it's a quick fix, then think twice about it. And maybe you need it this time, but then maybe you don't need it again next time.
Yes, we need to be more prepared. On the topic of what things are made from, I have a question. I'm not sure if you'll be able to help or not. Coffee cups. I have a ceramic reusable coffee cup. The silicone lid and band around it, is that problematic?
So silicon is a really tricky topic because technically silicon is a type of plastic, but it is a type of plastic that doesn't really degrade, so you can use it over and over again. The only problem with silicon is we don't actually have that many ways of reusing it just yet. So in terms of your silicon coffee cup, it's great because you're going to use this coffee cup, we'd hope, if you don't lose it, for the next couple of years. And it's things like, if you look at menstrual products are also made from silicon. We're using a lot of replacements in food, so silicon food wraps as well. So these are a great alternative to plastic, but they are technically a plastic. But again, if we can be using them over and over again, then it's a better solution than using...
It's an improvement.
Exactly. It's something.
And I have faith in the system that there's the technology around to figure out how to recycle it eventually, right?
Exactly. There's people working away.
I'm sure there are. Well, thank you so much for joining us again in the studio. That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. If you enjoyed this one, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. We'll see you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.